So as lawmakers debate the various programs that the Republican majority holders in the House want to so-called zero out, we want to keep our eyes on the people caught in the middle of some of those debates. For instance, as Congress argues whether funding for Planned Parenthood should end, Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore told us last week that while federal funding of abortion is already banned, to go further and actually zero out Planned Parenthood would end up denying access to crucial health care services like family planning to poor black women. The ideology of anti-abortion, Congresswoman Moore says, ignores a grim reality in the black community.
I do think that children deserve loving parents. And as touching as that is, the reality is that a lot of black babies, in fact, do not get adopted. People will go to Asia and Russia, Asian, other Asian countries to adopt nice, healthy white babies. And black babies languish in foster care for ages.
A grim reality, but the debate over whether adoption is an alternative to abortion in the black community, is it beside the point in this congressional debate when there is already a ban on abortion for federal funding? Our next guest advocates cutting funding for Planned Parenthood. Ryan Bomberger gets his message out with billboards in states like California and Louisiana. Some of them have said black children are an endangered species and, quote, too many aborted. Ryan Bomberger is co-founder of the Radiance Foundation and joins us on the line from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a little mystified why this debate is taking place now in Washington when there's already a ban on federal funding for abortion, Ryan Bomberger.
Well, actually, Planned Parenthood is funded to the tune of $363 million, and it does go toward all of their services. They have, in the last year, 2009, they aborted 332,000 babies, and disproportionately those that belong in the black community. And so the federal funding is flowing into Planned Parenthood, who profits from the abortion of innocent lives. And so the issue is something that has been pressed for years. It's not a new issue. It's been pressed for years, and there are those who want to defund the largest abortion chain in America.
All right. So, and again, these are your words, abortion chain. Ryan Bomberger, you aren't concerned at all about the fiscal implications. This is nothing about saving money to you.
It's all about saving lives. And when we have a government that is trillions of dollars in debt, there are things that should be removed from the plate. But the issue of abortion is something that has to be addressed, where Planned Parenthood for years and years, for decades, continues to profit from the killing of innocent lives. And
the central issue, because it is about the question of what happens to these babies, and these billboards that you've put up really make that point. I guess I'd feel a lot more confident about the sincerity of this debate if you and other organizations were advocating, say, $360 million to go to an aggressive placement program for black kids in adoptive homes. But you're not doing that.
Actually, we do that. There are adoption agencies all across the nation.
But you're not advocating federal funding. You're not advocating federal funding for them, is my point.
Well, absolutely. We would love to have this shifting to adoption agencies, and there is federal funding of adoption on the state level. There are private agencies
at the state level. Ryan, you're dodging me. You are not advocating a specific legislative program for federal funding of adoptive placement of black children, correct?
Well, the issue here is more about the defunding of Planned Parenthood and why they're being defunded. They're being defunded because they commit 332,000 abortions. The Radiance Foundation has been advocating for adoption for years on the legislative level and also on the very personal level by recruiting individuals and couples to adopt, which is a beautiful life-affirming solution.
Okay, right. But just to be clear, you're more concerned about defunding Planned Parenthood than you are creating a federal legislative program for adoption, aside from just sort of advocating it and wishing that it would happen.
The Radiance Foundation is actually not a legislative organization. There are many other pro-adoption and pro-life organizations that are involved in the legislative aspect.
Then why bother with the Planned Parenthood fight? Why bother with that? If you're not a legislative organization, why bother with that?
Well, because we're looking at an epidemic of abortion. The reason why we do the TooManyAborted.com is we're looking at the epidemic of abortion in New York City, where you're looking at 60% of all black pregnancies ending in abortion. And that is a devastating number. The devastation that abortion has brought to the black community is why we do this educational awareness campaign, where we are pointing out the statistics and putting abortion in a much broader context and drawing people's attention to the history of abortion, looking at eugenics, looking at the racism that Planned Parenthood's entire inception is rooted in,
you know,
and then
Ryan,
looking at present day's circumstances.
I share my co-host's, doubt here that it feels like we're getting distracted from the issue. I mean, the fact is that when you look at Planned Parenthood's funding, they only 3% of the services they provide are actually abortions, 3%, and none of that is paid by federal funding. So it feels as though this is kind of taken advantage of a budget debate to get completely sidelined into an abortion debate.
Well, actually, H.R. 3 is the third time that Representative Mike Pence has introduced this legislation. This is nothing new. This is legislation that has been pushed numerous times by those who believe that the killing of innocent life is never the answer to society's ills. And that is the central issue. We're talking about the killing of innocent life. From Planned Parenthood's perspective, they say that this is the solution to poverty. It has never mitigated poverty. Abortion has never mitigated poverty, but has increased fatherlessness in the black community. There are devastating dynamics in the black community that have only been exacerbated by abortion, and that is why we take on this issue of abortion and want to promote life-affirming solutions like adoption and parenthood. And so,
all right, but again, we just, as we've established in this conversation, you are not, aside from just wishing that they would come about, promoting a federal legislative program that supports adoptive alternatives. We're talking with Ryan Bomberger, who's an adoptee and a parent of four children, the youngest adopted co-founder of the Radiance Foundation. Now, listen to this, Ryan, for a second. One of our listeners is making this accusation, and it's one of many responses that we got. We're not just picking the lefties out of the pool here. Listen to what Stephanie has to say.
This is Stephanie, and I'm calling from Harrison Township, Michigan. And I don't think the GOP is trying to cut funding to Planned Parenthood because they're trying to manage the budget. I think they're trying to cut funding to Planned Parenthood because they're against abortion, and it's a hot-button issue, and this is a really good excuse to cut it.
Ryan, I understand your passion, but is this an example of you finding an opportunity to basically push your cause in the middle of this fiscal fight, and it really has nothing to do with saving money?
I think the problem is there's this willful ignorance of the fact that Planned Parenthood, there have been efforts to defund Planned Parenthood for decades. In fact, since it's the money started flowing into Planned Parenthood by the hundreds of millions back during the 1970 legislation that gave Title X funding. And the issue here is that Planned Parenthood is not the savior of the community. There are thousands of other Title X clinics, which this legislation does not cut funding from, but they do not perform abortions. And that's the distinction. Planned Parenthood profits from the abortion of innocent lives, whereas Title X clinics that offer the exact same reproductive care are all across this nation, and they provide access to the contraception. They provide access to the breast cancer screenings and the all the other services that Planned Parenthood claims that they're the only ones that provide it. And it's completely untrue. That really is the central issue.
Right,
it's not
so
because
there
is some opportunity here, but it's because this is historically what those who advocate for life have been trying to
understood.
Emphasize.
But from the perspective of people who might be listening to this program, you advocate access to contraception for women in urban communities that are served by Planned Parenthood.
We don't advocate the liberal distribution of contraception.
See, now there we go. See, it's an ideological thing. Now you say that, and I just go, well, it's a liberal conservative thing. It's an ideological thing. You're not talking about medical services, Ryan, right?
Well, we're not talking about medical services that end life. We're talking about services that sustain life and promote the beauty and possibility of life.
Great conversation. Ryan Bomberger, adoptee and founder of the Radiance Foundation, talking about one of the ideological battles in Congress. Thanks so much, Ryan.
I'm Celeste Headley.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.